Welcome to the Green Lines Ministry Marketing Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. This podcast is produced to give marketing insights to help increase revenue and sales for Christian products, services, and ministries. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Steve Green with Charisma Media. We're continuing in a marketing series to try to help you with whatever it is that you're marketing to Christian audiences. We're working through a landing page, and to simplify this, a landing page is similar to a web page, but it's very specifically written to a certain target market. The first thing I want you to think about with a landing page is you know who you're writing to. It would almost be an email to a group of people that are very similar. They have similar behaviors. And so when we start thinking about that landing page, we've got to consider the content. What do you put on a landing page? First of all, start with who you're writing to. Consider that audience and only write to that audience. Don't get connected with three or four or five other audiences. Don't worry about them. They won't find this web page. It's very likely that they'll never see it. Perhaps if they're fooling around and looking at your site and going deep, they could, but it's not what matters most. So write to the audience that matters most, and that's the target you're writing to on that page. So if we do that, we want to start by answering the question for that person who lands there. We've got about 10 seconds. You've probably heard of the phrase bounce rate. A bounce happens when we land on that landing page and they see real quickly, this isn't for me, and so they leave it. You might want to keep an eye on your bounce rate by looking at your metrics and the data that Google can provide you or your webmaster. But high bounce rates mean we're not connecting with the right audience. Remember, that audience will come to you from somewhere else. When they land on your page, if they see what's in it for me, they'll likely stay. So right off the bat, real strong, right in the eyeball of that lander, when they're there, they see what it is they're going to get there. So what is it they want? Obviously, they're looking to have that felt need addressed very quickly. It's got to look like they haven't been fooled. Don't use clickbait. Don't trick people into coming to your website. That's for amateurs to do that. What we want to do is make sure we tell them exactly what we want, what they're going to get, and when they see it, when they land there, they see that first. That's what's in it for me. I'm looking for what you told me you're going to give me. So give it to them right between the eyes, right now, right in that front landing, right at the top half of that web page. They shouldn't have to scroll down to find it or click deep to find it. Finding it is right in their face as soon as they land there. Let's talk about what they should see then, what those words should consist of. You've got to start with benefits. What's in it for me is a benefit. What am I going to get by reading this or hanging out on this web page? What's here for me? What you don't want to do is start off with features. Don't tell me how long you've been in business. Don't tell me how good you are at what you do. Don't do anything that describes you. I call this product talk. Don't talk about your product. I mock myself when I say this. Don't go to that product. Go right to consumer, landing, you're here, you have a need, here's what we can do for you, here's how reading this can change your life, if we're exaggerating, here's how reading this will give you exactly what it is that you're looking for. So you give them that promise and you deliver as much as you can on the landing page. Give me four or five benefits. I also call it problem solution. Either solve a problem or offer a benefit. It's reason why words. I love that. David Ogilvy said that long ago when I was young and I was reading about copywriting. That stored in me for all my life, to provide a reason why. I learned that in raising kids. They want reason why. My wife doesn't need that as much, but my teenagers did when they were that age. They want to know why they're doing what they're doing. You know about that. You're familiar with raising families. Let's look at it this way. Reason why copy tells me what I'm going to get and why I should pay attention to it. Reason why is benefits. It solves a problem. Many people come to your landing page because they have a problem. How you solve it becomes the essence of your copy. I would like to recommend to you that you just simply write a letter to someone you know and how you would convince them. Think about this. How many times does someone try to convince you to eat at a restaurant or maybe go see a nice, good movie? Maybe they've given you really good reason why to go see this movie, a reason why to go eat at that restaurant. Does that make sense? If you understand how people use their words to convince you or influence you, persuade you to go do something that they think you should do, they must think that you'd be happy if you did that. That you just don't know you have a need for that new restaurant or that new book or that new experience. So they're going to use words to try to convince you to do that. That's how you want to write. Write very conversational about you have this need, we have this solution. You have a problem, we have a solution. Speak in benefits and you'll see a great uptick in the amount of time that your potential customers spend on your website. And that's what we want. We learned years ago that the longer somebody stays in a retail store, the more they buy. So let me give you that corollary. The longer you keep them on your website, the more they'll buy, the more they'll believe you. They know, like, trust you, they'll buy from you. Come back later this week. We've got lots along these lines of what do you say in your copy and how do you say it. God bless you.
Shalom, Christian friends. Ezra International rescues Jewish families in war-torn Ukraine, Islamic nations of the former Soviet Union, and remote Siberia, as well as South America, and returns them to Israel, the land of their hope. Your prayers and financial help will bless Israel. Visit EzraInternational.org and invite Ezra to your church. Help fulfill biblical prophecy. The time is now. Go to EzraInternational.org or call 325-394-4673.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Ministry Marketing Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's marketing blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.